Anthony D'Angelo came into Jesse's office leading a male Dalmatian on an improvised leash. The dog was panting and restless on the leash. "Got a date?" Jesse said. "It's a him," D'Angelo said. "So?" "I found him up on the pike running around, you know, like they do when they're lost." "Near the donut shop?" D'Angelo grinned. "Yeah, how'd you know?" "I'm an experienced law officer," Jesse said. "Molly got any lost dogs?" "I checked when I came in the station. She says she's got two. One's a poodle, one's a lab." Jesse nodded. "No tags?" "No collar," D'Angelo said. "How'd you get him in the car?" Jesse said. "Donut." "Of course," Jesse said. "Where'd you get the nice leash?" "Lady at the donut shop gave me some twine." "You call a dog officer?" Jesse said. "Valenti? He's working. Don't usually get home till 6. "Part-time help," Jesse said. "Inexpensive and worth it." He looked at the dog, still panting. The dog looked disoriented. He was wagging his tail aimlessly. His ears were flat and his body was a little hunched. "Okay," Jesse said. "Put him in one of the cells." "Ain't it illegal in this town to domicile dogs and humans in the same space?" D'Angelo said. "Of course it is," Jesse said. He looked at D'Angelo without speaking. "Okay," D'Angelo said. "You care which cell?" "Your choice," Jesse said. "And give him some water." D'Angelo nodded and led the dog away. Jesse went to the office door and stuck his head out and yelled for Molly Crane. "Call around to some vets," he said. "Describe the dog, see if they know anything about this one." "What kind of a dog is it?" Molly said. "Dalmatian. They're not all that common." "Male or female?" "Male," Jesse said. "For Christ's sake, you're a cop. You're supposed to be observant." "I'm an Irish Catholic girl," Molly said. "I don't look at penises." "Not even human?" From the cell block in the back, they could hear the dog begin to howl. "Especially not human." "Always in the dark," Jesse said. Molly grinned at him. "Always, with my eyes tight shut, thinking of St. Patrick." "It's good to be aware of your heritage," Jesse said. "Tell Suit I want to talk to him." The dog's howling was now steady. Molly smiled at him. "Dog's lonely," she said. "Ain't we all?" Jesse said. "Not the way I hear it," Molly said, and went out. Jesse watched her as she went. She was small and in shape. The blue uniform fitted her well. The service pistol looked too large. He knew she was sensual, the way her eyes were, the way she stood, the way she walked. He knew. And she knew he knew. "There's a dog in cell number one," Simpson said when he came in. "Got him for soliciting," Jesse said. Simpson hesitated. Jesse said everything in that same sort of serious way, and Simpson was often uncertain if Jesse was kidding. But you couldn't arrest a dog. He laughed. "He got a lawyer?" Simpson said. The dog howled. "I think he'll cop a plea," Jesse said. "Yeah," Simpson said. "He's already starting to sing." "You want to make some overtime?" Jesse said. "Sure." "Go out to the lake where we found the girl and walk the perimeter. Take Eddie Cox with you. See what you can find. We looking for anything special? A clue would be good." "Such as?" "Anything that looks like a clue," Jesse said. "Anything that doesn't belong, that's out of place, that might have once belonged to a teenage girl, or a murderer, or Lillian Gish, for that matter. Whatever you see." "Who's Lillian what's-it?" "Forget Lillian," Jesse said. "Go look." "It's a big lake," Simpson said. "Take your time. When in doubt, assume it's a clue." "I'll call Eddie," Simpson said. He stood, hitched his gun belt a little, and walked from the room. A man on a mission. When he was alone, Jesse sat for a moment, listening to the dog howl. Then he got up and found a roll of crime scene tape and cut off a length and went down to the cell block. The dog stopped howling the minute he saw Jesse. His tail wagged hesitantly. Jesse opened the door and went in. "We can improve your accommodations," Jesse said to the dog. "You can stay with the chief of police himself." He looped the length of plastic tape around the dog's neck and led the dog back down the corridor to his office.